Hello, and welcome back to Five Things. I'm your host, Angie B, and as always, I'm so thrilled that you tuned in today. I am really excited because this is a special bonus episode for the week. We will have an additional episode this week, and the reason for that is because I have the wonderful opportunity to talk about the upcoming Launch Music Awards. This is really exciting. This is happening on Labor Day weekend, and the founder of the Launch Music Awards, or LMAs, is on the show today to talk about what the LMAs are all about, the special guests, the performances, everything. The LMAs are happening for the first time this year, and they're honoring Flo Rida, Pitbull, DJ Khaled, the late iconic Betty Wright, Inner Circle, Two Life Crew, and so many more. And I'm just so thrilled that Abebe Lewis is going to be on the show to talk about this. But first, a little bit about Abebe Lewis. Abebe is not just the founder of the Launch Music Awards. He is also an entrepreneur and music mogul. He is the owner and operator of Circle House Studios, which is a legendary recording studio in Miami, and is also the founder and owner of the Abebe Lewis Marketing and Branding Group. I've linked to Abebe's full bio in the website, and you definitely want to check that out because he is amazing. So let's kick this off. How did the idea for the Launch Music Awards come about?
Well, the idea came to me. I've always loved award shows. A long time ago, I say about maybe 15, 20 years ago, I did an award show called the Miami Music Awards, along with 305hiphop.com a long time ago. And it turned out very well, man. Pitbull came. He wasn't Pitbull yet, but he still was on the come up. Rick Ross came. Kool & Dre was there. There's so many great artists that are not huge artists came there now. And I just think somebody here in Miami needs to take a leadership role from the urban perspective and the reggae perspective and a lot of different perspectives and highlight the people that really should be highlighted here in Miami, you know what I'm saying, in the proper way and give them that light. You know, that's, I really feel like that because everybody that I'm really honoring, I've known them personally and I've seen them from zero to 100, you know?
Right. Yeah, you certainly have worked with some incredible artists and some of them that are going to be featured, as you mentioned, like Pitbull, Flo Rida, all of these wonderful artists that have done so much for the industry, but also for their communities. What can viewers expect for this show?
Well, viewers can expect to learn more about the artists. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be virtual, so it's going to be a lot... It's an award show, but it's also more so an honoring. So we're like honoring them. So if you want to get to know more about Flo Rida and get to know and all the stuff that he's accomplished with having a youth football league and doing so many youthful things, because he's winning the humanitarian award because he's just Mr. All around nice guy, man. You know, and you got to show love to those people. And sometimes he don't get highlighted for that. You know, he really doesn't, man. He's that guy that will show up to the kids' football league. And then he'll be show up to the Hard Rock, walk around, dap everybody up. And he's always been there for me. And like, man, as 11th grader, me and my homie John, is the tax doctor, we used to do pool parties. So 11th grade, man, Flo Rida performed in our backyard, you know? So it goes way back with that guy, you know what I'm saying? 11th grade, man, you know, he was a part of a group called the Groundhogs, you know?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that you're doing that. And I agree with you. Some of these artists, there's just so much more that they're doing. I mean, in addition to being super talented, there's so much going on that we don't always have visibility to. And I think that that's wonderful that you're going to be honoring them in this way. In the age of COVID, how much more challenging has it been to pull off this event versus other events? Because I know that big events are already so complicated as it is. And there's a lot of things that come with that. How has this event, planning this event, been different because of COVID?
Well, it's been a lot somewhat easier because COVID has compacted things where everything is more audio, is more visual than actually trying to get somebody to come somewhere and show up and all that stuff. So it's just like, hey, you do a phone call and, you know, and somebody, you know, does something and stuff like that, where it's more so your relationships right now and your relationships with the people. And it's been a lot easier to do it. And I kind of like doing it like this. And I kind of like, I'm not saying I like COVID, but I like the attributes that has become from COVID, where people have been, you know, like things are more realer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's right. Not a lot of fakeness going on with COVID, because it's not stuff is real, you know, like with marketing, with relationships, with knowing the people, you know what I'm saying? And having them be able to be receptive to you and stuff like that. And that just shows your access, you know, but it's definitely been a lot easier for me doing it like this than, you know, we're not a big award show like the Primero Awards or like these huge award shows. This is a very small honoring. We're going to be broadcasting it on Rep Your City TV, which is a local television network here, where you can check it out on Roku, Amazon, and YouTube. And, you know, you can follow the @LaunchMusicAwards, where I have the link in the bio, where you just click the link and you're going to be able to just watch it right there. I'm going to be hosting it. I'm going to get to know people. And I think in Miami, it's time, you know, for a new change. You know, it's time for a new things to come about, man. It's like almost like the changing of the guard. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. No, I agree completely with you. So is this going to be similar to how the VMAs were this past weekend, where it was like a combination of performances in a venue with some like remote performances, or is everyone virtually, or the artists tuning in virtually?
Well, it's just going to be virtually, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be having different segments on each artist, you know what I'm saying? So
oh, nice.
There's going to be a segment on Flo Rida. There's going to be a segment on Pitbull. There's going to be a segment on Inner Circle. There's going to be a segment on Betty Wright, you know, and all the different people. It's just different segments, and me hosting the segments and telling my stories and telling my truths and, you know, my experiences with them, you know, as an industry music professional here in Miami for over 20, 30 years being in the business and actually watching these guys blow up, watching these guys sell their own records, watching these guys come to the studio, watching these guys promote themselves, you know, because I don't think there's no other person other than their managers or that knows really more about them than me, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. And I think that it's going to be really cool. I can't wait to tune in and to see how this whole thing unfolds. And then the other one,
definitely.
You did answer one of my questions about how viewers can tune in. So that's really great. I'll make sure to link to all of that on the website for the podcast. But I also wanted to just ask quickly in terms of you're honoring the late iconic Betty Wright. And I wanted to get a sense of you of the importance of honoring her right now during these times.
Well, she's a Miami legend, born and raised and grew here, man. I've seen pictures of her and Bob Marley together. I've seen pictures of her and my father. My father's still alive, but she touched us so much. And one story was like, I was at my grandpa's funeral, man. And it was like, we was just there. It was a sad time. And, you know, Betty came as a guest, you know, and she just bolted out and just started singing a song. Like, man, it touched me so much that, like, man, I would never in my life ever forget that lady and what she's done for my family. And Miami should never forget what that lady did for music. You know what I'm saying? You know, another one, you know, Chris Wong Wong from the Two Live Crew, who passed away. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was the first Asian Caribbean rapper. You know what I'm saying? There's more to Two Live Crew than just, you know, Two Live Crew.
Right.
There's more to Two Live Crew than just it was a group. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many different components to that group. And he was a huge component, not to get off subject, to the Two Live Crew as being an Asian Caribbean rapper before a lot of Asian rappers even got that respect. You know what I'm saying? And going back to Ms. Wright, like, she was like a real woman. She was like, you know, she was a woman that she didn't play. You know, she would catch me out of line like, hey, BB, what you doing? Boy, you better, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
She would hold church in her house every Thursday. Thank the Lord, Brian McKinney took me there one Thursday. I was just like, I was feeling down and sad. He's like, yo, come with me, man. And we went to her church, which is her house, you know, and it was And there was six people there. She was, you know, she was preaching and she was talking, and I'm glad I got those memories with her, you know?
That's, yeah, it's beautiful that you do have those memories with her, and that you got to know her on that level. That's such a gift, such an awesome blessing to have known her. And that's why I'm really excited that you are going to be honoring her during this award show. Now, I did see in the release that there's going to be some giveaways.
Yeah, some sort of giveaways.
Any little hints you can.
Well, we're gonna be doing like a lot of that stuff offline. We're gonna be giving away some meet and greets and some different things. We're gonna be doing that stuff like offline because you know time is of the essence when we're doing this virtually. So it's gonna be. I have an hour from 6 to 7, so I got a lot to pack in within that hour. You know, so. You know.
Yeah, that's smart, actually, that you're doing things offline, if you will, because you also have to account for safety, for COVID, to make sure that all things are planned logistically and properly. So I think that that's really fantastic. And those are the...
Everything is opening up outside, but still COVID is still there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So a lot of people are still not, like, you know, they're tiptoeing, okay, let me look, let me come back inside. You know what I'm saying? It's still that... You know, that wavery, like, you know, my dad is in a circle and we're honoring him. And he's like, yo, man, you know, I'll be watching it, you know.
Right.
That's my dad. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, you know? Exactly. It's good that things are opening up, but, you know, we ease back into things, right? We ease into it with precautions and hopefully things will get back to some kind of normalcy in the near future.
Yeah. I want to thank you for your support 100%. And the other lady, what's her
Sabrina,
and what's the name of your publication?
Letage Magazine.
I want to thank y'all so much because you guys have supported more than anybody else here in Miami, and I want to tell you I thank you for that. Don't think that goes unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? I very much appreciate it so much.
It's we love what you're doing. We love who you're honoring. We think it's important. And you are a trailblazing. You know, you are well known in the music industry and especially in the hip hop R&B space and the reggae space. And I know that you're always very forward thinking about music genres and what's hot and what's coming. And of course your marketing agency. So you're always up to doing really cool things. And I know I can speak for Sabrina on this when we say we fully support you, what you're doing. We think it's wonderful. We want nothing but the most success for this project, for all projects coming up. So we're really, really excited.
Also 99 Jams is going to be having every Sunday night, I think from 10 to 12 p.m., they're going to be having a local music show for local artists, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be interviewed. I'm going to be on the show and talking about, you know, a lot of stuff. So, you know, it's going to be a great day because Sunday my award show is from 6 to 7, and then I should be on 99 Jams that same night. You know, I want to give a big shout out to Jill Estrada for reaching out to me and making me a part of that too, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll make sure to link to that as well. And of course, any other marketing stuff you have about that particular interview that you're going to be doing, share it with me because I'm happy to push that out. And again, you know, we fully support you and what you're trying to do. And we think it's really exciting. And we wish you the much success on this Labor Day weekend for the LMAs, which is very exciting.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I like that, the LMAs, man. Remember, this is our first annual, so everybody don't be judging us. You know what I'm saying? Next year, we're going to do it much, much bigger without COVID. But this is our first annual, so just rock with us and understand. We're going to a local television network called Record City TV. So we're not trying to run to no other place. We're trying to keep it home team and actually help build and grow his network also, too. So we have more outlets here in Miami. You know, the problem is outlets. You know what I'm saying? Like New York, there's tons of outlets for local artists.
Right.
In California, there's tons. The Midwest, there's tons. Miami, we have to grow it more. By growing it, we have to support more of our own local television, our own bloggers like yourself, our own local magazines, advertise and just reach out. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? It's not always, you know, take care of home. Let's build, you know?
I'm right there with you, 100%. Right there with you. I think it's fantastic. Again, everything that you're doing, it's wonderful. I can't wait to tune in for the LMAs. I That's just such a fun way of calling them, of course. And yeah, I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Have a great day, man. Let me know.
Too.
I'm ready to blast this off. I'm ready to blast this interview off for you, man. Let's go, man. She's a good girl, y'all. Follow her, man. She's a good girl.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. Abibi, you are the best. Thank you again so much for coming on to the show. Greatly appreciate it. And a special thank you to all the listeners for also tuning in. Please visit the website to get the latest information and all of the updates about the upcoming Launch Music Awards this Labor Day weekend. Also, feel free to subscribe to my newsletter. I promise you it's not spammy at all, and you never know what giveaways might await there. So please do sign up. Also, feel free to check out the Instagram page at Five Things with Angie B and like all of those posts and follow. I appreciate all of you for tuning in. There is another episode this week, so definitely stay tuned for that. Thank you all so much. Take care. Bye.